This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
They're here.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy nightmare!
It's the world's greatest super friends!
Ronnie and Aaron.
Yep. I feel like we have strongly different viewpoints before we discuss what each other's viewpoints are.
Faster than a streak of lightning!
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'll get into my silly speculation.
Aquaman!
I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash, world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West. Is this okay? He's like, well, as long as we don't get caught.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
All this nerd talk.
Ooh. DC absolute.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hell yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Huh?
Who?
We've been gone?
Have we? I haven't noticed.
I don't know.
I just know that I've been sleeping a lot more.
Yeah, I know that I've been busy a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens, I guess. But I had a hankering to talk about some DC stuff.
Yeah, so we rebirthically?
I guess that's a way to put it.
Because we wanted to change up the format, right?
Yes, sir.
Because if we spent all the time talking about the rebirth books that we actually enjoy and read,
yeah,
it'd be like 15, 20 minutes an episode.
See, I think it would go longer, but I think the episodes would have to come out less frequently.
Yeah, good point.
But I mean, we would literally every week we would talk about the same 6 or 7 books.
Right. And I mean, when we came out weekly and we said it every other week because it was bi-weekly, I'm sure listeners got bored and we're like, okay, we get it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's also like other stuff that like you and I talk on about with like on chat and stuff, but we just didn't get to podcast about.
That's correct. We sort of pigeonholed ourselves into only talking rebirth.
Right.
So we ignored all the history of DC Comics.
Mm-hmm.
And all the DC Comics TV shows.
Yep.
And the movies.
Yep.
And the rap albums.
And the animated movies.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. I knew there was something else.
So it's like, because I wanted it to be absolute.
Ah.
So that way we get to talk about whatever we want to talk about. If we want to talk about books that week, we could talk about books that week. If we want to talk about a TV show that week, we could talk about a TV show that week. Or if we want to talk about it all, we can talk about it all.
Yeah. And, you know, when we get busy, it's easier for us to get guest hosts because they don't necessarily have to have read every single Rebirth book that week.
Right. Yes.
So,
but hopefully 80% of the time it'll be you and I, though.
Yeah, I mean, I would aim for 100% of the time.
Well, but, right, but I mean, I stuff that, happens, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so,
exactly. You know. Exactly. But also it's fun to bring in other people that we can yell at and tell them that their opinions are wrong.
That's right. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so that's basically the
new
long and short of it, I guess. Which is a saying I never understood.
Right.
Hey,
because it's like oxymoron?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Did you watch Gotham this week?
I did.
You did watch it?
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Okay. Should we spoiler this right now?
Yeah, we're going to talk about Gotham that aired last night. It was the season premiere of season 4, right? 4?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a complaint about the show. Now, let me preface it by saying I really like this show, but I don't like what they're doing with Ivy. That's all.
Like?
No, I thought that the whole point of aging her up was to make her more involved with stuff.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much in last night's episode, all she did was, like, stand there and get told what to do. Up until, like, the weigh-in where she turns off the lights.
Well, yeah, but it's right? just, yeah. I mean, it's just like the premiere episode, though, right?
No, I understand that, but just the way that they portrayed her is kind of... It seemed to me like they were portraying her like Bane was in that horrible movie. I forget which one Bane was in, the fourth one?
The Dark Knight Rises?
No, not that one. The old ones, the Joel Schumacher movie.
Oh, Batman and Robin?
Yeah. You know how he was just kind of like this dumb henchman?
Okay, yeah.
Like, she seemed sort of like she was just there as eye candy and, you know, to get them things.
Okay.
But, I don't know. She's kind of a cool character, so it sort of let me down a little bit.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know. I guess I'm just more open to let it breathe. Like, I see her character now as, like, what Edwards started out as being. Just like a backdrop character that's gonna get more involved, I guess.
And like I said, I think at the end where she sort of, you know, sort of turned on him and did her thing, I it could be the start of something. I hope it is.
Right.
But
because yeah, wasn't never have she was awesome like a shy kid on. Anyways, right? Or a shy professor, yeah, like awkward when, professor before.
Well, on the series when she was the little kid, she was kind of shy and she hung out with Selena and Bruce.
Right.
And then, you know, she got whatever. I don't even remember what happened exactly. She all of a sudden got old. And then she became like a sex bomb.
Yes. Yes. So. I just meant like, it's like, I can see what you're saying.
But I mean,
besides that's a valid point.
I thought the episode was fantastic. That show's good.
Yeah. Now, do you think that they got forced into Bruce becoming Batman because the actor is older?
You know, I was trying to think of
because
that
because when they were prefacing it before, Batman was never going to be suited up, right? Like before
that,
season one
that
came out.
That was what I thought. That you know, I think that's how they that is how they talked about the show. They hyped it up as being, you know, a show about Gotham before there's a Batman.
Uh-huh.
Which is why it confused me when they started bringing in all of the Batman villains. You know? Like, how are you going to have all these guys if you don't have Batman? But I guess, in a way, you can't have the Rogues Gallery without Batman, and you can't have, you know, Batman without the Rogues Gallery. So,
you know, they pigeonholed themselves, basically?
I think so. I mean, I don't mind that they're bringing in Batman. I mean, he's not really Batman.
No. Yeah, I don't mind that either. I was just curious because, you know, like before, it was like the Smallville rule. You know, Superman's never gonna be shown suited up or whatever. You know, and then of course that was broken like on the last episode or whatever. So, but this is only like season four, so. I didn't know if they were hurrying it because of that or it's not like mythology, Batman mythos anyways, because, you know, he's not going worldwide, you know,
well, you
doing
never know.
His lessons and all that, but
you never know. They could, I mean, like, you know, they could bring that in at some point.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
because he's like, still, I'm trying to figure out how old was he on the show when his parents got killed?
Like 12, I thought.
Is that what it was? Okay.
I thought it was like 12 or 13.
Because he did make mention in the episode, in the season premiere, that it's been 3 years since his parents were shot.
Right. So it'd be.
And I was
like
trying
15,
to figure
16,
out, I'm like.
Right?
Yeah, like I was trying to. I couldn't remember how old they said he was. So my guess was he was probably around like maybe 14 to 16 on the show.
Yeah. Right. Because I was thinking like each season is a year.
Yeah, it's probably
kind of
probably about right.
But then again, it doesn't make sense because then we fast forward to Ivy.
Well, no, but she got hit with that thing.
Oh,
the whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which but, I still didn't understand, but whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, yeah. I liked it. I thought he was pretty good as a vigilante-ish type of guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm still not quite convinced with him as being, like, all-powerful Bruce Wayne. Like
well,
he's,
yeah.
But I, at well, the same time, he's still a teenager.
Yeah, see, and, like...
You know, so I can... I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Like, how they could work it out is he could try out this vigilante thing, but keep getting his ass kicked, and then, like, hey, I need to learn different fighting skills, and then that's when he goes away for a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, Gotham is one of the superhero shows that either, A, I have to watch it that night, or B, I have to watch it the next day. Or
yeah.
And for two reasons, really. It's for troll assholes that spoil it on the internet, and because it's one of my favorite shows on TV.
Yeah, I was talking to my wife about it, and I was like, you know, because she watched the first season with me,
uh-huh.
and kind of got bored partway through. And, like, I mean, her complaint was mine, too. I was not a big fan of Fish Mooney.
No, yep.
That I thought that a lot of her stuff kind of dragged the show.
Yep.
But I mean, you know, it's a Batman show, so I'm going to watch it. And, yep. it. I mean, where she stopped is when the season really started to pick up.
Yeah.
And she never got... So I was telling her, you know, that really, really good. You know, this episode was pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
And... The two of us have decided. Well, I decided. My personal favorite, my two favorite DC shows now, are Gotham and iZombie because iZombie's funny as hell.
Yeah, it is. I had to give it a rewatch because it's like reading the comic book, kind of. Right. Like, if I'm not in the mood for it, then I'm not gonna. No matter if it's a masterpiece, I'm not gonna like it.
Yeah, I hear you.
So like. I don't know. Maybe I was distracted or under a time crunch and I was just watching it to pass time or whatever. So I couldn't, like, dive into it. But then after the first season, I was able to restart it. And I was like, man, this is actually funny as hell and pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I like about that one is, I mean, it doesn't really get spoiled. You know, not too many people talk about it everywhere.
Yeah.
So oftentimes... Yeah. You know, we'll wait maybe two or three episodes and then make a night out of, you know, hey, let's hang out and watch a couple hours of iZombie, which is terrific because, like I said, I love the show. I think it's fun, super funny. And her portrayal of all the different personalities and brains is, like, spectacular.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
But, yeah. Yeah, so those two are my favorites. I think. I also really like Lucifer. I don't know why.
Yeah, I like Lucifer. See, I'm with Martin, and I like Legends of Tomorrow, too.
Yeah, I mean, not like Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I get the argument of why people don't, you know, or why they don't, or whatever, but, I mean, there's that argument with everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cheesy, it does this, or whatever. To me, it's just I'm not taking it serious, like, say, Flash or Gotham or whatever.
Right.
And it's just a superhero movie that's supposed to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of like a different vein of, like, The Tick or whatever.
Right. The first season of Legends I really enjoyed. But the second season I could not get into, like, some of the characters and a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know? I mean,
yeah.
Captain Cold is like one of the greatest, and he's like the lead on the show.
Yeah, and if they bring Matt Ryan into this next season,
oh yeah, then I'll be.
Then it'll be awesome.
Yeah, because Constantine was spectacular.
Yeah, I love that, and it got canceled way too quickly.
Way too quickly. I was very pleased that they were able to bring him back onto
Arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I even liked that he voiced Constantine on the animated movie, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's,
so that's kind of cool.
He really felt the part.
Yeah.
You know, like, a lot of times you can watch it, and some of the characters on the TV shows or the movies, you know, the way, as you've read them over the years, the way you have them in your mind, like, oh, if this was a movie or something, this is how I would picture them.
Right.
He was like spot on in every way, other than he didn't always have a cigarette.
Right. Yeah. And like, I get it. Like the first couple episodes, it seemed like it was stumbling, and it didn't really find its footing until maybe episode 3 or so. Not saying that 1 and 2 I didn't think was, I mean, I thought 1 and 2 was great, but I think it really got its footing and got going as the season progressed.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's...
And then, but by that time, it was already, damage was already done, and, you know.
Yeah, that's the shame of shows like this.
Yeah.
That, you know, a lot of times the first episode, like the pilot, they'll air the pilot, but after that, it was, you know, sort of retooled and redone.
Right.
And people didn't like the original viewing, so they don't really stick around for episode 2, or, you know, maybe they'll give it 2, but then they're like, I'm not going to watch 3.
Yeah.
But, like, episode 3 or 4 is where most of the shows start, like, actually finding their footing.
Yeah.
So.
Agreed.
You know, and then, unfortunately, like you said, by the time 3 or 4 come around, if the ratings drop, they're like, well, we've committed to this many episodes, and then we can stop.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I'm kind of surprised in a way that they didn't try, or maybe they did try and I just missed news of it, to pitch it towards like a Netflix or a Hulu or something like that to see if they'd pick it up.
Yeah, I don't think they did. I mean, I think they were hoping to, but I don't think anybody bit on it.
Yeah, because I remember...
I think the closest was like CW, but...
Yeah, because there was talk of trying to do that, but then there...
Yeah.
Then it's sort of... What was the show on? It was on NBC, right?
I think so.
I think it was NBC.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there was talk about moving it, but they're like, oh, that...
No, it was on like Fox, that. Right? Or FX?
Well, I don't think so. I thought it was on one of the other ones.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, like, I was surprised where it was. I don't remember it being on Fox.
Yeah.
Because Fox
It had to be, like, CBS or NBC.
Yeah, it wouldn't be ABC. I don't think it was NBC. But... Yeah, I just, you know, when they're like, oh, this is over, maybe someone else will pick it up. Maybe it'll go to CW. And everyone's like, nah, that doesn't happen with TV shows. And then, like, a year later, Supergirl was on. And then they're like, we're not going to bring it back. And then CW's like, we'll take that, Joe.
See, and...
I was like, come on.
Yeah, I would have rather them picked up Constantine than Supergirl.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's my, like, least favorite DC show.
Yeah, that was the first one that I bowed out on.
Yeah.
You know, like I watch crossover episodes, and that's about it. And to be honest, the crossover episode, I was very disappointed.
I didn't even watch the Supergirl episode or the crossover episode.
It wasn't crossovers. It was 4 episodes that randomly just had one person from another show on them.
Well, yeah, right.
You know, but, like when you're gonna hype it up as, oh, it's this 4-night event.
Yeah.
You know, Monday through Thursday, every night is going to be some kind of spectacular crossover.
Right.
And then it happens, and the Supergirl episode happens, and in the last 2 minutes of Supergirl, like, the Flash jumps through the time stream and, like, ends up in her universe and is like, I need your help, and brings her back to his universe.
Yeah.
And that was the extent of the crossover.
Yep.
And then, like, the Flash episode, she helped do something, and that was it. And then, like, Arrow... and Legends of Tomorrow. I'm like, wait, but I thought it was going to be a 4-part, oh my goodness, you know, someone's coming to attack something and we need to all work together and do this huge thing for 4 hours.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yep.
It's a CW.
It's a CW.
Yeah. I haven't decided yet if I'm going to watch The Flash this year.
I know.
Like
I will, just because the CW app's free on my phone, and I can watch it at work.
Right.
But yeah, other than that, it probably won't be those must-watch ones, you know. And I might even like let it backlog a little bit before I get into it.
That's what I did last year.
Yeah.
I usually would have 4 or 5 episodes. And when I'd have a day off of work, I'd sit and just watch a bunch of them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, my complaint about that is the same complaint I have about Legends and Arrow and Supergirl. It's that. Like, I like my superhero shows. I appreciate the fact that they're on TV. I get that they're on CW, which is sort of like a... I mean, it's not a teeny bopper network really anymore.
Right.
But they, the network definitely skews towards female viewers, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know...
It's more of like the romantic drama.
Well, that's the thing. It's all the shows spend so much time on, like, weird relationship stuff.
Yeah.
That I don't care about.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you can stop this and just give me Killer Frost doing something awesome.
Yeah, right.
Instead of, you know, 2.5 hours, you know, of, oh my goodness, or is Iris going to know who Barry really is, and how are they going to deal with it together? And you're just like, just tell her already. You've told literally everyone else.
Yeah, right.
But, well, what do you know?
So what,
I mean, when the shows are good, they're great.
So I'm not all the way caught up on Arrow.
Okay.
But
I'm not either.
Okay. Well, then you might not know this answer. But, like, we were talking about the crossover events, right?
Okay.
And we saw Connor.
Yes.
And he was of color, right?
Yeah.
So is the baby or the 12-year-old him or whatever in Arrow of color? Or did the time stream change all that like it did with Diggle's kid?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've watched the second half of the last season of Arrow.
Okay, that's cool.
Because that one went way beyond, like, for me, of, like, just give me superhero shows and not all of this other stuff.
Yeah. I agree.
So
I was just curious because, like, I know the Flashpoint stuff changed other stuff,
right?
Like little subtle things, you know, in the other shows.
Yeah.
But so, and like when they made that crossover, I mean, obviously they hadn't wrote the next season yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the next crossover. So I was just curious if that was one of the things that they recast, you know, for or not.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not sure.
But I mean, it doesn't matter either way. I was just curious, like, continuity-wise. I mean, it's kind of weird that they took Diggle's kid and from a girl to a boy or vice versa or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I mean, in a way, it is kind of cool that they did stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know... I mean, the whole point was you can't mess with the timelines because something's going to go wrong.
Yes. That's what I guess I thought maybe that was one of the most obvious things that they could have changed, I guess.
Right.
But.
Well.
This is our breakout comeback teaser episode.
Yeah. We will be back.
Regularly.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep the same episode numbering.
Yeah. Legacy numbering. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, the absolute hardback collections. Isn't that what DC calls them, right?
Yep. The absolute collections.
Yes. Everybody's going to get their whole fill of us talking about random DC stuff.
Correct.
Whether it's Batman and Bill. See, we couldn't even talk about that. We had to let frickin' Martin and Nick talk about that.
We could talk about it.
Well, now we can.
Yeah.
But we couldn't before.
That's true. I mean, we could have. It just would have been a tangent.
Yeah. A sidebar.
Right. So.
You want to wrap this one up?
Yeah, I guess if you want to get in touch with us and tell us how much you missed us or how much you didn't miss us, you could always tweet, me. Yeah?
Wait. Uh-oh. We had Twitter questions, didn't we?
Oh, we did have Twitter questions, but they're going to be long conversations.
We're going to answer those next episode.
Yes, I will answer one of them right now. Am I looking forward to Sam Humphries on Nightwing? The answer is no. That's all I'm going to say.
But see, that goes into a debate that we had in chat, and we can actually have it in physical form. But
yeah.
I don't think I will enjoy it because there's only a handful of Green Lantern issues that I enjoyed for the most part. But I'm hopeful. So there's your on the fence answer,
if,
I guess.
If there's an opposite, a polar opposite of hopeful, that is how I feel about it right now. I will read it because it's Nightwing. And I will probably stick with it way longer than I should because it's Nightwing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's going to be really hard for me to not read a Nightwing book. I'll put it that
way.
Yeah.
And then our rebirth assessment, right? We'll dive into that next episode.
Yeah, we can get... We can
when we have more long. Time. See, we just wanted to put out something to let you guys know, hey, we're back.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think the best and worst of Rebirth will take a while.
Yeah.
Because it's been out, you know, over a year now.
And it might be a two-parter.
Might be a two-parter.
Or it might be a four-hour one. You never know.
or it might just be me screaming about how terrible things are for 45 minutes.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it's happened before.
It has happened before. So, anyway, if you would like to send some more questions our way, you can always tweet to the show at DC underscore.
It's at Kite Man. Hell yeah. No,
it is not. I am now also, you can tweet DC underscore absolute. I'm looking for a new co-host.
No, seriously. What is the new Twitter handle?
The new Twitter handle is DC underscore absolute, I think. Yes, I'm looking at it right now. That is what it is.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anyone who is following Rebirthically is probably already following us, so it's okay.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you could also tweet to me directly at Aaron S. Bell.
And you could tweet me all your love for Kite Man. At RonBar316.
And we will, I would say talk to you soon, but it's not really talking to you. We will talk at you soon.
Superstitious. sweeps across the midnight sky. Somewhere in Gotham City, it'll find the Batman's eye. There's a crime wave going on, but not for very long, 'cause the Batman's gonna teach him right from wrong. They call him Batman. They call him Batman. Did you see that strange car?
No, why?
It was shaped like a bat. So when you see the Batmobile quickly pass you by, you know they've heard the bat phone and the commissioner's cry. Yeah, that dynamic duo's out to prove crime doesn't pay, and from the Batcave our heroes keep evil at bay. We need the Batman. We need the Batman.
Black, terrible,
As if in answer, a huge bat flies in the open window.
A bat, that's it. It's an omen. I shall become a bat.
And thus is born this weird figure of the dark, this avenger of evil, the Batman.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boo.
Nerdy Legion.